This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. The Affordable Care Act's future is uncertain. People who buy insurance in Tennessee through the ACA marketplace may face rising premiums. So now we're going to hear how reinsurance might help if Congress can't. This starts in Alaska, where rides to a hospital can cost a small fortune.
82% of our communities are not connected by roads. So we don't take a $300 ambulance ride to the hospital. We take a $50,000 to $150,000 medevac.
That's Alaska Governor Bill Walker speaking on NPR's All Things Considered. Alaska has some of the most expensive insurance rates in the U.S., but the state's new reinsurance program is expected to lower costs for residents who buy insurance through the ACA marketplace. Seema Verma heads the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and spoke with Alaska Public Media.
Our analysis shows that the premium should go down by 20%, so we're very enthusiastic about this.
Alaska's reinsurance program started with state funds. Then the governor applied for money from the federal government and won approval. The feds will send around $48 million a year to Alaska for the next 5 years. It's projected to save the feds money in the long run because it's supposed to keep ACA prices from skyrocketing, so it's a short-term investment, basically, that could generate long-term savings. Brian Straisley says a lot of states are looking at following Alaska's lead. He's the communications director for the Sycamore Institute. That's an independent, statewide, nonpartisan public policy research center for Tennessee. The Institute says reinsurance could help our state the same way that it's helped Alaska.
The reinsurance program is basically an insurance policy for insurers. It helps offset a lot of the costs that they would otherwise incur by covering people who are going to be using a lot of health care and being more expensive.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee has reported losing around $500 million due to participating in the state's ACA marketplace. People who bought Blue Cross plans used more costly medical services than the company anticipated. To cover losses, the company's been raising rates. Reinsurance could help cover unexpected costs instead of rate increases. Again, Brian Straisley.
It is a backstop of money for the insurance companies to help keep them in the market, to help them have more predictable costs, and so they can keep premiums lower and more stable.
It's not a perfect solution. Many in Tennessee remain uninsured because they can't afford insurance on the marketplace. And reinsurance may not drive prices down enough to help them. And, of course, Tennessee's lawmakers would have to enact this program. Just to be clear, the Sycamore Institute in Nashville isn't lobbying for this. Straisley says they simply provide information, and they're saying this is one of several options for Tennessee if the Affordable Care Act remains the law of the land.
So what we try to do is really just bring information and analysis to the discussions about public policy issues. We want to make sure that policymakers in Tennessee, know what the options they would have are under current law.
Tennessee lawmakers have adjourned for the year. By the time they convene in 2018, President Trump may have finally fulfilled his campaign promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. You can read more about options for stabilizing Tennessee's individual market at the Sycamore Institute's website. That's sycamoreinstitutetn.org. sycamoreinstitutetn.org. I'm Michael Edward Miller for WTC.